Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
You people want to start with sports or a little bit of breaking news from Wisconsin?
Sports.
You pick. You pick.
Your show.
I'm like sports.
Curtis.
I am so down. Like, you can't even get one past the Maple Leafs last night.
There we go. What happened?
I think we'll talk about the biggest story. I don't know if it's possible, but...
Biggest story of your lifetime? Shrooms are legal here in Massachusetts?
I don't know if it's possible if the sequel could be a bigger shock than the actual first movie.
Really?
But I wake up today, I didn't really go to bed, but watching that last night was shocking.
Really?
Yeah, it's almost statistically impossible, if the polling was accurate, to have 50-50 beheads 17 straight times.
Yeah, well, just about a half an hour ago, Wisconsin was certified for Donald J. Trump. And so for the first time in 130 years, a president will return to office with a term in between. And Shine brought that up yesterday.
Grover Cleveland.
Grover Cleveland was the last one to do it. So 130 years and a return to office for Donald Trump.
How does the mood today, Greg, compare to when Cleveland returned for you?
Well, Curtis, if I remember correctly, we were all sending telegrams left and right when that news broke.
Was your algorithm all out of whack?
In the questions, the questions here in Massachusetts, shroom time is going to happen.
Yes, it is. Yes, it is.
MCAS, maybe a thing of the past.
Right. Yeah.
Restaurant workers, very excited this morning.
Yeah. Yeah. So.
But did any of that shock you? I wasn't really shocked. By Trump winning?
I think it was down to the wire, according to...
No, but I mean...
According
I think
to everybody that I was watching.
I think I asked this question, beforehand. What are the early projections? And I think there are a lot of people that say Trump was probably going to win.
The odds of him sweeping every swing state was minute.
No, it was... I mean, it for the Republicans, they hit on a four-leg parlay, Courtney.
Mm-hmm.
You got the popular vote, they got the Electoral College vote, they got Congress, and they got the House. So it appears to be a win for the Republicans, and you can talk about that on this show all morning.
All right.
And I'm sure that there are many who would like to. So, and then sports-wise, Curtis, you brought it up. Another disturbing night for the Boston Bruins. I don't know who they turn to. They just don't have the offense to win these games.
Right.
And they don't, when they do win one, Shime, they win them by a couple goals. They don't win them by three. They don't even put three or four goals up.
Right.
That first, second line is just both of those lines are anemic when it comes to putting the puck in. I don't know. I don't know what
your defense is. Same thing. Guys camping out in front of the net.
But it's the slow aspect. Wiggy's been on that since the beginning. They just don't look like they have the same speed or the same like energy as other teams.
Can we just quickly interject here? The Shrooms did not.
Yeah,
pass.
I was just going to say that.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. I thought I saw that.
Rejected.
But I
rejected. All right.
So, no Shrooms.
No Shrooms for you. Shrooms. Eliza Douche.
Douche-coon. Yeah, no shit.
But I heard Brick talking about this last night. You kind of, it's like Todd watching the game. He said a lot of, which ultimately led to Toronto scoring, a lot of sloppy and stupid penalties because what did all their goals, except for the empty netter at the end, come off power plays?
Correct. Three power play goals for Toronto. You went a fat 0 for 6.
Right. So I wonder what that, like, you know, is that...
I'm now size-shaming the power play.
Yep. Get ready for it.
is that just a lack of discipline and penalties, or is this like, you know, I guess if you're a coach and, you know, we'll have an opportunity to ask Milbury this tomorrow. In football, we talk about, like, cleaning up penalties.
Uh-huh.
How do you kind of do the same thing in hockey?
Well, I don't know. I do know that when it comes to Don Sweeney...
Mm-hmm.
I would say he has one coaching change left in his bag of tricks before you have to look at the guys that are playing on this hockey team and determine that they aren't, you know, every time they don't want to play for a coach, you can't just go out and make a coaching change. You have to look inward and look at the roster of the hockey team at some point.
Right, and that goes back to our original question before the season started is, is this team really talented enough, or do they have talent to really get to where we all expected them to be? Right, you know, Eastern Conference Finals, but do they really have that type of talent?
What's shocking to me is after the game yesterday, Pasta being asked about, you know, another shutout, and he's like, yeah, it sucks, but I felt like we were right there the whole time. It's how do you feel like you're right there the whole time?
I don't know.
On this team, and that's what worries me is that it just seems like even after these terrible losses, and I love Pasta, I think he's a great leader, I think he's great for the city, but they doesn't seem like they're mad after these losses. Yeah. It just seems laissez-faire.
Yeah. Well, a lot to get to this morning, including a potential temperature record, which might break today, Curtis. Is that correct?
Yeah, it's going to be a hot one out there.
76, I think, is the record, and we may get above that today here, at least in Boston. Is that correct?
1776 was the year this country stood for something. anybody hear from the Bland manager today? Is
no,
he all right?
Very quiet.
He's probably in some sort of a crying room.
Yeah, I think he's in an MSNBC Reddit.
I think we are.
What are those rage rooms where you can just destroy stuff?
Yeah, well, we're going to immediately rush some Legos and some chocolate chip cookies over to him so he can make it through the day today.
Ooh, who doesn't love Legos?
I thought you were going to go in the direction of the chocolate chip cookie show.
Yeah, chocolate chip cookies are delightful, too.
But we have a lot to get to. You can be on this show if you call 617-779-7937, or you can text on the Subaru of New England text line, which is 37937. We do have Bruins tickets to give away this morning. Would that be a good time to talk about those?
I think somebody might want them.
Probably, right? He gets a good take. It's a great food over there. And
it's always enjoyable watch hockey in person.
100%. It's
always fun. Great music. Food over there.
You want to do those early, mid, or late? Shine. You can make the decision.
Let's do a mid.
Mid? Okay.
Mid.
So I would
like their performance lately.
I would say 7:30, your chance to win a pair of Bruins tickets from this show. But before that, our lead's coming up in about 15 minutes at 6:25 or thereabouts. They said it will happen at 7 this morning, I think. And we will discuss what David Andrews says has shown him that Drake May is a legit leader, among other things. So that is coming up at 7, and the news of Courtney at 7:45 this morning.
Ready to start talking to your kids about financial literacy? Meet Greenlight, the debit card and money app that teaches kids and teens how to earn, save, spend wisely, and invest with your guardrails in place. Parents can send instant money transfers, automate allowance, and more. Plus, keep an eye on spending with real-time notifications. Join more than 6 million families building healthy financial habits together on Greenlight.
Get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey. That's greenlight.com/odyssey.
America's favorite place to watch football is Stadium Swim, located at Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas. Catch all the biggest games at a viewing experience built for sports fans. Chill in one of their six pools on three different levels for a perfect view of their massive screen. Plenty of seating options from cozy daybeds to private, temperature-controlled cabanas. Stadium Swim. Book your spot today at CircaLasVegas.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Good morning. And Sean, this is important to you. It's National Nacho Day. America has spoken about Mexican cuisine and proven once again that they have no taste. So we will get to that and the rest of the news with Courtney at around 7:45
next year.
Today's show. Yes.
Next year on this day, can we do it out front of the Mexican restaurant in Keene and serve better nachos?
I mean, it wouldn't take much to improve them. Like, maybe they could add a little bit of salsa
right. And
maybe a little bit of cheese.
And maybe take them out of the oven after about an hour.
Can I ask a nacho-related question?
Yes.
Do we have a preference as a society on, like, actual shredded cheese on nachos or a cheese sauce or both?
Shredded cheese, always.
Yeah, shredded cheese.
See,
cheese
I disagree. Sauce. I think the cheese sauce is better.
What's no. the cheese sauce? Like the queso?
Yes.
Yeah.
That no, like is, that's a fake cheese.
That is a horrendous take.
I don't think so.
I don't think I've ever heard a worse one.
Are you saying drizzle queso on the nachos?
No, yes. No, that's not what you're saying. That's much different.
Well, queso's, he's saying
the,
queso.
He's talking about like the fake cheese that you warm up in a microwave and just pour over.
Like nacho cheese.
I mean, in a restaurant, yes, Courtney, they like cheese. Make it there. They don't just pop it out of a jar like you do at home.
That's what they hope you think.
Well, queso.
Oh, Chris. You like that rather than like melted cheddar cheese?
Yeah, so like if you were to take like a block of cheese and shred it over nachos and melt that, not as good as the actual like cheese sauce.
No.
That is we should probably jail you for that.
Yeah, Shime, you're talking about regular queso, regular nacho cheese, which doesn't work. The queso over the nachos, in some cases, maybe, but I still need to be able to pick up a chip and have some good, stretchy, melted cheese on it.
Yeah, I think most of America would prefer the shredded version as opposed to...
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
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 If I miss it out.
It's difficult... Wiggy's right, or whoever said it. It's difficult when it comes to execution to take a chip and to just have the like the goopy wet queso like falling all off it. Like
right.
You can pull, you go the other direction. You can pull off your cheese and it's somewhat solid and there. And
yeah, then it's just like a clump on there though. Like that's not
delicious. It's
a clump not.
It's a clump of deliciousness.
Yeah, that's what people like.
It's really not. Really.
It's supposed to have. It's supposed to pass the pull test.
It's not. It's not strong enough to really kind of be a part of a combination with the salsa, the guac, the you know whatever kind of accoutrements you want on top.
Yeah.
May I just present one thing to the room that will totally remove any argument Chime has?
Yes.
What would you say? We can all agree neither is good, but would you rather bring home nachos that had melted cheese that you could reheat, or bring home nachos that were soaked and soggy from cooked cheese that spread as liquid on top of the chips?
It's the queso. It's not even close. I don't want to reheat shredded cheese. What are we doing? That's so like a psycho move.
But the chips they're totally not edible. They're like soggy. Yeah.
It's also been proven that when you talk about psycho moves, you're the one who took nachos to go.
Yeah.
Which nobody takes nachos to go anywhere.
Wiggy goes to an all-you-can-eat Chinese buffet. That's and different. Takes food to go.
But Chinese,
come on
now. Chinese is probably the goat of goats when it comes to reheating and eating it the
That's
next
true.
Day.
That's a fair point.
Nachos, unfortunately, are eat it there, and that's it. They're not very good when you're talking about next day reheating.
I don't know what he's talking about, but that's often
nachos
the case.
Are great.
Often the case. All right. Anyway, a lot to get to on this morning's show. It's a Celtics Wednesday, and tonight it is the Celtics, or I guess actually it's Jason Tatum against Steve Kerr. Yeah. So we will talk with Mego about that at 9 on a Celtics Wednesday this morning. But right now, to get us in a direction that most of you probably would like to go in as opposed to the other direction, here is Courtney and what is trending right this moment.
Jones and Keefe, weekdays 10 to 2.
Now, here's what's trending on WEEI.
Trending now brought to you by Shaw's. And I don't know about you guys, but great work by all the poll workers, especially in Southie. Curtis, I didn't wait in a single line. I was in and out to vote yesterday.
Same. Great spot. One of my neighbors up the road was working there. Great people. And that's such a cool thing, too. I mean, just say nothing of the outcome. Just the fact that we all voted. We all voted safely. We all got home. It's pretty cool.
Yeah. Well, I voted yesterday because Peanut the Squirrel didn't have the opportunity to.
Oh, good point.
So I just want to make that clear. But go ahead. Let's get to sports.
The Bruins get shut out in Toronto 4-0. Swayman was in goal. He had 23 saves in the loss. And Jim Montgomery says it's more of the same from earlier in the season for this team.
Yeah, I mean, our special teams, the numbers are the numbers, right? And the players that get the privilege of either being on the penalty kill or power play, along with us coaches, need to be better with our plan and need to be better in our execution.
The Bees fall to 6-7-1 on the season. The Celtics are back in action tonight at home, welcoming Steve Kerr and the Warriors to town. Tip is at 7:30. Jaylen Brown is out of this one. Wiggy, trying to go tonight, or you're in?
I'm always on the try, Courtney. All right. Always on the try.
Fingers crossed. In Philly, the NBA has suspended Joel Embiid for 3 games without pay for shoving a columnist, Marcus Hayes, from the Philadelphia Inquirer in the locker room after the loss to the Grizzlies on Saturday. He's in the headlines constantly for the wrong reasons.
And I believe he's also yet to play a single game in this young NBA season.
Mm-hmm.
Joel Embiid.
That's correct. The Dodgers announced yesterday that Shohei Ohtani had surgery on that shoulder he injured during the World Series, the dislocated shoulder, so we'll wait to see what the timeline is like for him. Everyone's buzzing about Sugar Bee apples now on sale at Shaw's and Star Market. Yes, Sugar Bee apples are just 97 cents a pound when you use the digital coupon. That's limited to 5 pounds. Short on time, order free curbside pickup or get delivery. Shaw's and Star Market, perfecting the art of fresh.
No mention of my guy, Louis Tiant. Looks like Louis, mm-hmm. who I think I said, recently on this program, belongs in the Baseball Hall of Fame, will get his shot as a part of the Classics category.
All right.
So I think well deserved by the late Louis Tiant. All right, Courtney, thank you.
Thank you.
Curtis, good morning.
Good morning. 61 degrees, clear skies in Boston. Gorgeous day, record heat on the way, looking like 77 this afternoon.
Want to teach your kids financial literacy, but not sure where to start? Greenlight can help. With Greenlight, parents can keep an eye on kids' spending and saving, while kids and teens use a card of their own to build money confidence. As a parent, you can send instant money transfers, set up chores, automate allowance, and more. It's a convenient way to run your household, customized to your family's needs, and the easy way to raise financially smart kids. Get started with Greenlight today and get your first month free at greenlight.com/odyssey.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Getting help for mental health shouldn't be as hard as it is. Mindful Therapy Group is here to make your mental health journey as painless as possible. Mindful partners with thousands of licensed clinicians to find the perfect fit for you. And also accepts insurance. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, 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 O'Reilly.